He's about to come out onto the ground. The car is at the perimeter of the boundary line, and he's in the car there with his son, young Ted, and he's giving him the sign, Teddy, to stick it up them. Let me tell you, he's fired up for this one, E.J. Witten. There's no doubt about that. Back here at the MCG, you're about to hear the ovation and one of the biggest receptions I reckon you'll ever hear in AFL football, because he's coming out to the ground now, and young Ted's in the car, and he's surrounded there, and there he comes.
Danny Frawley wiping a tear from his eyes, he allows the car to take off.
There he comes, E.J. Witten, blowing kisses to everybody in the crowd, Teddy, and absolutely loving it. And young Ted alongside him. Stand up, everybody here at the MCG. And if you're in Geelong or anywhere else, stand up and raise your glasses to the greatest footballer that's played the game in this state. Because here he comes, Edward James Witten. 321 games of football in the red, white and blue Guernsey. 29 for Victoria. A friend to all. Loved by friends and foes alike. And his arms are outstretched in the open car, and there's tears in everybody's eyes here at the MCG. He's our mate, he's the king of K-Rock, he's been your commentator for 15 or more years, and here he is in the car with his grandchildren and his son. As he cuddles his son, he's got his grandchildren in the front seat of the car, and there he is. Teddy, we love you, mate. Right from the K-Rock box, son. And he's given us the sign, Teddy. Stick it up him, he says, Victoria. And boy, what a moving moment it is for everybody here at the MCG.
And Peter, I think one thing about it, as far as K-Rock listeners are concerned, is that they've been closer to Ted Witten than a lot of people have been, and they've been privileged for it. I think Ted has appreciated their closeness, not only the Footscray people, but the Victorian public, but Geelong public and K-Rock listeners in general can at least hold their head high and with pride that they've been able to know and love and be a part of the life of one of the greatest footballers of all time in Ted Witten.
And he's still fighting on, as we know he always will. It's the spirit of the man. It's fight, it's go-go all the time and never give up. And you've got to be here to see it. Fair dinkum, this is fabulous. As he gets taken around the ground, and there's the big banner going up. Don't let the big V down, son. E.J. Witten, a beautiful portrait of him on the thing. And I can tell you, everyone here at the MCG, 60-odd thousand are standing up to salute the man himself. Brushy, you've worked with him for many years, and it's a fabulous time.
Peter LeGrand, you've done very, very well, my friend. Very well indeed. A moment for K-Rock listeners. We're not to break down on air, but I'll tell you what, folks. This is as close as you'll get. It's emotion charged. The great man is here. If you think about what other events have taken place, when Ron Clark came out here in 1956 and lit the big funnel and started the games. It's a different scenario, I know, but it's the same sort of atmosphere, the same feeling is there. It's in all of our hearts here at K-Rock. It's in every football follower's heart.
Well, it certainly is, Brian. Tomo, you've been with him many times, mate. It's a moving time, isn't it?
It is, Pete, and it's hard to say. There's been many words said by all of us here, and we're just how great the man is. And it's just typical of Teddy as he goes round in the car, and everyone, as you said, standing up. And it's still under the difficult time that he's in with young Ted, his grandkids, and he's still kicking and lifting his arm up in defiance towards these South Australian players who are coming out here today. And as Brushy said, there have been some great things happen on this MCG over many years, but I think this will live with us as long as anything else has.
Well, the game's almost an anti-climax now.
It is.
This is the highlight of the day. No doubt it will be. The game could finish in a one-point result with Ablett kicking the goal after the siren, but it wouldn't rival the moment that everybody's been able to savour and appreciate for the last 3.5 minutes as the car circled the ground.
Dwayne, I've just been interested to see now whether Teddy is going to leave the vehicle. He's certainly in front of the players' race. I don't think he will. I think he'll go out in the car, and there he goes with his son, young Ted. Peter Pearson just asked me to say that he thinks the world of Teddy. I know he does. And he reckons that Peter was the best statsman in the business. And, well, there's not a dry eye in the K-Rock box either, I can tell you, because we salute the man. We love him. We love him as a footballer. We love him as a friend. And, gee, it's a moving time for us here.
Well, what's the association been? It's been a long, long association
with
yourself.
A long while. We go back 11 years as a commentary team unbroken. 15 years he's been with K-Rock and 3GL. And it was always the team as far as Teddy was concerned. And... gee, the crowd have done him proud as he leaves the ground. We might take another break on K-Rock football because this has been a special moment on 95.5 K-Rock.